We're talking today with Joanna Schaefer, one of the candidates in the field of the Santa Rosa City Council race. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So what has led you into the fray here?
You know, I've been following the politics and the City of Santa Rosa Council decisions for a long time, and it really seems like no one has a plan for these hard economic times. And so I just decided that I wanted to run and see if I can make some changes and look at some long-term impacts of the decisions the City Council is making.
So you have a plan of sorts of your own?
I do. Really what I want to look at is the city budget, cut a few more things that the city really can't afford. I want to work on some of the pension problems and future costs that we're going to have associated with that, and really just take a look at the long-term impact of everything that the city's doing, which sort of seems to be missing with the current council.
What's your idea for tackling that pension problem? That's a big one.
It is. Part of what I want to look at is kind of a three-tier step. For those that are already retired, it's really not fair to cut their pensions very much. For those that are going to retire soon, they've kind of planned their retirement based on that. So to affect them very much wouldn't be very fair either. But the biggest cuts would be for the new hires, the people that have a long way to retire.
So far, the city has been somewhat successful in getting the various organized labor groups to play along with them. Would you want to take that further? Do you think they've done as much as they can do? What role should they play in all of this?
I think those cuts could go further, and I think the relationship with the city workers could be better. I took a look at the recent furlough agreement, and it wasn't very fair to the workers. It was pretty poorly written, and I think that having a better relationship and a better negotiating with them could lead to better outcome for everyone.
The other side of the equation, of course, is trying to raise revenues. Any ideas you'd like to pursue for how the city might be more proactive in that realm?
I want to try and change the city's reputation, business reputation. It's pretty bad right now, and it's not very encouraging for getting new businesses in. So if we could change that, that would help bring in more revenue.
How would you go about that?
I would take a look at the business regulations, talk to businesses that have moved to the area, see what some of the things that kind of made them nervous about coming, and talk to some that have moved to other outlying areas and different cities and see why they chose those instead of Santa Rosa. Kind of work to figure out why we have this reputation and try and fix it.
Maybe I should have done this earlier, but for people who haven't met you, aren't acquainted with you, how about a little personal background? Introduce yourself.
All right. I am a lifelong resident of Santa Rosa. I graduated from Sonoma State with I have a background in economics and political science, and I just recently graduated from law school, and I'm looking to take the California bar in February.
Oh, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Are there any particular personal issues, things you feel passionate about that you'd want to champion as a city council member?
I'd really like to see Santa Rosa the best it can be in these times, and that's really my goal, is to try and save parks. Without parks, you don't really have a city. And right now the council's looking at trying to get volunteers to take over them and really just work with the most we can have with the budget that we have is pretty much my goal.
Joanna Schaefer, candidate for the Santa Rosa City Council on November 2nd. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.